The Demon Sea.
Well, Cus, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
My name, John Chinnery, Master of Illusion. You, over there, do you care to see a dove being produced from a top hat?
Oh, yes, you, please, mister.
Then maybe you, over there, perhaps you would like to see my silver hula hoop.
Lummy, yes, please.
You at the back, perhaps you would like to see me disappear in a puff of smoke and reappear in your bedroom wearing only a pair of pants.
No.
Too late. The spell has been cast. I am the Master of Illusion, and you shall witness me in your bedroom.
Mum?
What is it, love? What's the matter, love?
It's that strange magician again from the circus.
Oh, don't worry about him. It's just John Chinnery.
He's coming in a puff of smoke with his skid pants on, and he's telling me that he's doing all magic again.
Don't worry about him, love. It's just John Chinnery. He's coming in my bedroom when I was a little nibbit like you. He used to come in and show me his magic tackle he did, and then he disappeared off in a puff of smoke and go and see my parents.
Is he paranormal, mum? Oh, he says he's paranormal.
He's proper paranormal. They've locked him up 3 times for it.
He said he'd left his evidence in my room.
Oh, plenty of that. They called it ectoplasm in my day, love.
Okay, then, mum. Oh, thank you, mum.
I think...
Oh, look, where's Uncle Arthur doing? Magicians!
Magicians!
He pulled a dove out of a hat.
He pulled a dove out of a hat and showed me a silver hula hoop.
I couldn't believe it. I woke up in the morning.
I'm Nasty Nick Cotton.
Here I am as well. A couple of us are a ride puncher.
We're a couple of Nasty Nicks, aren't we, eh?
I like
beating up on ladies and nicking all their money and all that. Nasty Nick Cotton. I never swear mine because it's on, it's pre-watershed, but I am very nasty.
I'm going to say,
you're having a flipping laugh, mate. I'm
going to
take you
joke.
To flipping cleaners.
I'll put the cape on and wear a special hat and I go around little theatres doing magic tricks, see? I'll cut a woman in half for 5 bob.
Was it an illusion or did you actually cut her in half?
I don't know, good and proper. Cut her in half and fed it to the dogs.
Well, you're nasty, Nick, aren't you? I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you said to you, I've flipping cut her in half, I have.
You wouldn't catch me getting caught for that sort of thing. No. I fed it to the pigs at Bermondsey Way. We got a couple, see, in a flat at the top, see?
They're very, very convenient for getting rid of the evidence, old pigs, aren't they? They'll eat anything, won't they? Any old pigs, I remember I killed Steve Austin, $6 million man.
He's powerful, mine.
Well, he was very strong. I just waited till his fucking batteries run out. And then I fed him to the fucking pigs up in Bermondsey. And everything apart from that glass eye. And he had that metal arm and that metal leg. But
the pigs wouldn't eat that. We used to melt down bits of Steve Austin's. We'd send him round. And we melt them down.
That's the only way to get rid of a cyborg, isn't it? I mean, that's what send the chewy bits to the pigs, and then I'll also send all the metal bits and all, down to the old, down to the blacksmiths, old Jimmy the blacksmith down in, down Peckham, and he'd make him into ashtrays and all sorts of fucking things,
I remember Jimmy, he used to come out here in the yard, he'd be smoking his cigarette, and he'd say, where's me metal, he'd say. We'd all pop it in the wheelbarrow and take it down to him, and he'd melt it down, and he'd make a gun, and we'd take it out to the Cray twins, and they'd go and shoot someone in the face.
You couldn't make it up, could you? That's the thing, isn't it, Steve Austin, astronaut. A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the power. We have the technology to build the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, but still able to be eaten by the fucking pigs in Bermondsey.
No. That's right. Drink up. There might be a bit of weed all in it for you if you're lucky.
Anyway,
I was thinking of when we do the voices, and we, you know, I mean, Duchovny's become a thing, and I was thinking of Duchovny.
Dead piece of shit.
You talk to me about Duchovny, you dumbasses. You never heard of Johnny Weissmuller. Johnny Weissmuller was the strongest son of a bitch I ever saw. We used to take him to Mandy Baz. He'd swim it for 23 hours straight, get out, drink the damn water, piss it back in the pool, and go back.
He couldn't get enough of that swimming action. He'd do about 65 laps of the local pool. He'd get out. He'd have some of those French fries they do on the little cones. You know the ones? And they put all the salt and vinegar and that cheap shit fucking ketchup on there that doesn't taste like proper ketchup. He loved that shit, Weissmuller. He was chomping it down, giving some to his fucking monkey, just living life to the maximum.
Johnny Weissmuller had his own monkey. I'm not joking. He had his own freaking monkey. He used to take it out. He'd put it in the swimming baths. He'd swim with it.
That thing had his own trailer, you know?
You know what used to happen when he wiped it down with a towel? It used to get a hard on. And you know what Johnny Weissmuller used to say? You know what Johnny Weissmuller used to say? He'd say, hey. You know how that kid kept that monkey from getting a hard on? He used to... Every time we went on set, Weissmuller would be there. Behind him would be the goddamn monkey. The director would step up. He'd say, if that monkey interferes with the filming, you're sacked, Weissmuller. Weissmuller would say, go fuck yourself. Put the monkey in the swimming pool, give it an erection. And he bought his own.
You can
camera.
Stick your gumballs up your asshole. Get that frisky monkey off my set now, Weissmuller.
Weissmuller, what are you doing? Every time I saw him.
King of the jungle. King of the boners, more like.
That guy's just, they called him the king of the dicks behind the scenes. You know why? Because the monkey only lasted for 2.5 months, but he was so damn rich he'd buy another one. By the end of his career, he had 28 goddamn monkey dicks that he... By the end of his career, he had... Yeah.
We had to get Duchovny down there to check out where all the monkeys had gone. So we look in Weissmuller's trailer. Surprise, surprise. The whole place is wall to wall and treetop tall with simians. Okay? There was monkeys hanging off everywhere. And I mean big monkeys, little monkeys, all of them. The only little thing that they all had in common, they all had big boners. Yeah? Because Weissmuller loved the monkey dick.
It was the talk of the town. Everybody in Hollywood.
You couldn't get away with that stuff these days, but in Hollywood in the 50s and the 40s and the 30s, everyone knew the vice wanted to think for monkey dicks.
But the
execs didn't care because they knew he was box office. You know, you put a Weissmuller Tarzan flick on a matinee, those kids are going to let that shit up. They don't care about monkeys with boners.
These kids today, they think Michael Jackson was crazy with bubbles. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is Weissmuller.
He's small potatoes
so
compared to Weissmuller.
Weissmuller had the biggest menagerie this side of the fucking Bronx. He had birds, cockatiels. He had his own damn zebra at one point. You know what he did with it? I can't even say.
I was tuned into fucking Jackie Mason.
Oh, boy, what am I doing here? I woke up this morning. I went outside. I woke up, pulled back the curtains. What did I see? I saw Johnny Weissmuller climbing up my...
This is a good episode, this one.
It's warm, isn't it?
Very warm. Sweating like a maniac now. All because of Johnny Weiss.
Yeah.
John Weissmuller, what a guy.
You know, if you are one of Johnny Weissmuller's people or one of his family, listen to the podcast. No offense, man.
I mean, the thing is, if he's done it, he's guilty.
You know? Yeah. You know, it's the secrets taken. Edenroy took to his grave, didn't he?
Yeah, Hollywood secrets. They all come out here. It's not just ghosts and ghoulies with this. You know, we go into other stuff.
Exposés. It's like one of those true crime podcasts that all the morons make and listen to, isn't it?
Exactly. This is Hollywood true crime.
That's what we should call it.
Hollywood the Weissmuller years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood
yeah,
true yeah. crime. The Weissmuller years.
We could basically come on and remember things.
Yes.
Do little accents and then talk about Hollywood back in the day.
Brilliant. Welcome to the Weissmuller Diaries.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
John Weissmuller, he was a real good guy. 8 foot tall, shoulders as wide as a house, and able to swim the freaking channel. And when it came to movies, the kids fucking loved him. You might remember him as Tarzan.
That kid would shit gold dust for those kids. Yeah, I mean, they were big fans, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, Weissmuller was...
Matt and the Idol. A Matt and the Idol. You knew who you were in those days.
Yeah. A good Weissmuller.
Harold Lloyd and...
Yeah.
You know. Hooray for Harold Lloyd. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Harold Lloyd.
Oh, Harold. What have you done now?
More shine. Quite a guy. A pair of glasses and a smile. They can love this, the youngsters, isn't
they? He will go nuts.
Harold Lloyd died in the 50s.
What, Weissmuller? When did Weissmuller? Probably the 80s, Weissmuller.
Oh, like when I was a kid, it was the animated Tarzan was the big deal.
Yes, I do remember that. And the kids across the road from me.
Ngawa all the time. I don't know what Ngawa meant, but he used to say it all the time.
No. Kids across the road.
Not David Gower. Ngawa.
David Gower. Do you know what's weird? Eagle Annual, either 1983 or 1984. There's a full colour picture of David Gower stood next to a swimming pool in just a pair of Speedos.
Yes, I've got it, mate.
Yes. Now that is the closest you'll ever see David Gower to being Tarzan.
Yeah.
True fact.
Yeah. Maybe that's where it came from.
Possibly. That's possibly where it came from. So again,
of course, David Gower was a wonderful left-handed batsman.
He was a terribly good batsman. Terribly good bowler.
Wonderful off cut, wonderful late cut, very a magnificent player to the offside in general.
Incredible sportsman.
But of course, he had an infatuation with the works of Johnny Weissmuller from Beginning of Man.
Well, behind the closed doors, he was outrageous, and he was obsessed with Johnny Weissmuller, and he would not stop talking.
This is the reason that Gar would insist on one of the lengthy tours to the Antipodes or to South Africa that the kit man would bring essentially a large hamper,
incredibly big
basket, with stuff to the absolute gunnels with monkeys, of course, with erections, permanent erections, because not for any sexual reason. It wasn't a picadillo of Gars. It was just that he was such a fan of Weissmuller that,
I distinctly remember they were on tour in the West Indies around about 86, 87, and Mike Gatter, Ian Botham, they'd reached boiling point. They'd had enough.
No Getters and Bothers, yes. They
walked into the dressing room and they said, Gower, this cannot go on. You cannot consistently go on and on about Johnny Weissmuller. They took the monkeys outside, they set fire to them, they pinned down Gower and removed one of his testicles with a pair of scissors, and he didn't do it again afterwards. And the rest of that tour was a complete failure because they'd actually let the rest of the side down. If they'd encouraged more Weissmuller in action, they would have won more of those games of cricket that they played. I don't know exactly what goes on there, but they would have won.
They played the game. Player, play up and play the game. That's what they say, isn't it? In the only,
indeed.
But, but so Gar these days, I mean, I'm not sure his penchant for Weissmuller is quietened down considerably because obviously one has an awful, awful time trying to get simians through
customs, I suppose.
Customs and excise.
Would have been the biggest problem there, I suppose.
These days he resolves himself to he merely takes through the punus, the phallus.
Yes, the cheese system. Helmet, I believe it's referred to.
The shaft and glance, if you will. He's fashioned them into a rather attractive almost like a bandolier, like you'd see on the Wookiee there in Star Wars.
In the film Star Wars. Backer.
Charles Becker, of course, who plays a Wookiee in it. Mm. And Charles Becker's got a bandolier, of course, on his shoulders, which is he keeps his ammunition, as it were. But of course, Gar had a similar thing fashioned for just to keep his monkey dicks in.
All whilst, 15 of
walking.
Them.
Yes, really, yes, quite.
Well, it's incredible how the tradition lives on, and if you were to visit Lords, you would see the selection of monkey dicks on the walls now, because it has become
wonderful in the long room, yes.
Ingrained into the tradition there. But of course, now you can't bring these animals into the country. So Freddie Flintoff came up with a rather ingenious idea of extracting a monkey ovum from London Zoo, popping his own seed into a Coca-Cola can, dropping the ovum in, and then trying to create his own monkey hybrid, which did work for about 3.5 minutes. After it was born, it did scream and then die in front of it.
Yes, I remember the hybrid was called Arthur.
Yes.
And I remember he had something of a breakdown at the kitchen table. And we went, matron.
Mary the punk.
Yes.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
But of course, I think that the youngsters today can take a book, a leaf, should I say, from Gar's book, and embrace the golden age of Hollywood.
Yes. So, I mean, it all dates back to Weissmuller, and he was the one who really started the trend, and really hasn't.
Weissmuller, he was absolutely giant of the genre. Really,
Johnny, goddamn Weissmuller, don't bring that name up to me. The amount of time you had to clean up monkey shit after him drove me fucking bananas. And I ain't joking by saying bananas there. It drove me fucking bananas. As for the kids, they loved him. He was dynamite. On the screen, he looked like a fucking bronze Adonis. Off screen, the guy was an asshole. An asshole.
Do the high bitch voice asking
me? Yeah, my guys, huh? So, you want to meet, Johnny Weissmuller, see? Maybe you want to see a couple of Weissmuller's monkeys, see? Maybe we should pop around and take a look at his monkey dick collection, eh? Say, kid, you ever been interested in seeing Weissmuller's monkey dick collection before?
It's true, I tell you. He's got 28 monkey dicks on one piece of string. It cost him $28,000 at an auction, but it's Hollywood gold. Oh.
I love... Producer Reese, have we got a lot of time to talk about the paranormal?
Sorry, Reese, how are we doing for time? Because it's,
are we looking for time?
Got other stuff to do, really.
He's
gone. Yeah. So I'll ring him, because this keeps happening. He can't speak.
I think he's gone. Well, the thing is, it says 17 minutes and 50 seconds.
I'll ring him.
So, yeah, give him a ring. See what he says.
Okay. I'm here, sorry.
He's there. No, he is there. He's
brilliant.
There.
What's the matter?
Just checking for time.
Oh, 18 minutes. You've got loads of time to do paranormal stuff.
Oh, wicked. Okay.
We'll get into that.
Not too much.
No. Yeah. He likes to crack the whip, doesn't he? He likes to crack the old whip on the paranormal
stuff. He knows what he's doing, this lad. You know, he presses that red record button, and then he's so busy whilst we're doing this, I'm surprised.
He doesn't piss around.
No, strictly business, that lad.
You know.
Strictly business. Yeah. But
SBL, strictly business lad.
Yeah, strictly business lad. Strictly fucking business.
He presses that red button like nobody's business, mate.
Some kid, he comes in every week and he presses the fucking red button and he says, 18 minutes, 25 minutes, and pretends that he's busy. He's not busy at all. He's on the internet looking for fucking monkey dicks what belong to Johnny Weissmuller. And I know that for a fact because I've been round his house and he can't even afford them because they're dead expensive. So what he does, he gets Play-Doh and he makes loads of Play-Doh dicks and he puts them on bits of string around his house. And that's why his wife left him, because she said he was obsessed and he told her to fuck off. And on one occasion, he got one of the Play-Doh dicks and he put a fucking straw in the back of it and he got to spray milk over his neighbour's face, and they called the police and they ended up getting him fucking arrested, and he fucking went to the big house for 3 months, but he won't talk about it because he tells you he's too busy pressing the fucking red record button and telling you how long, 5 minutes left, mate. Fucking looking at the internet for fucking Johnny Weissmuller's monkey's dicks, like.
Yeah, I'm more of a like a Laurel and Hardy arm myself, anyway.
Yeah, a bit more innocent, Laurel and Hardy, you know.
Laurel and Hardy, yeah. Yeah.
Although the rumors Stan Laurel, he had an obsession with titties. Not women's titties, not men's titties, but the titties that he made out of plasticine that he stuck on his wall. You know why he did it? Because the guy was a freak. Every day, he'd make a titty out of plasticine, stick it on the wall. Then he'd get a piece of salami and place it on the end, and he'd say, look at that nipple. That's perfection. And you know what Stan Laurel would do? He'd punch him in the balls and say, get back on set, you dumb dick.
Yeah, but the thing was, Oliver Hardy would then rock up, you know, and the police was everywhere. The studios were trying to put a cap on things so it didn't get out to the press.
You should do
and
that.
And Oliver Hardy would look around at all these plasticine titties and say, hey, Stan, you fucking numbnuts. That's another fine mess you've gotten us into.
You should do more mouth breathing.
Stan used to come up here. He would take me out of Coney. We'd catch the train out the Coney. And he would sit on my lap and he'd say, pretend I'm a doll. The type of doll that you would use to do speaking through. I say, you mean the ventriloquist dummy? He'd say, no, just the doll. Then he looked me in the eye for 28 minutes, dead solid, like a psycho or a murderer. I'm telling you, that guy was freaking crazy. But you put him in...
That guy had some hidden depths, you know? His eyes were like pools. You wouldn't want to swim in them because some of the shit he was thinking of 24-7, 365 defies belief. I'm telling you, that guy had some serious hang-ups about stuff.
He had issues. He definitely had issues. Oh, I know. I used to see him every day on the sidewalk. He'd just sit there looking at himself in a puddle. I don't know what he was doing. But then he put his hand down his pants, and he pulled his finger up, and he put it real close to his nose, see? And he'd smell it. Then he'd rub it on his gums, and he'd walk off smiling.
What are you fucking doing here?
God, I don't know. We haven't even hit the paranormal yet. We haven't even hit the paranormal.
If people listen to this and, you know, A, they're dickheads for listening to it anyway. Right? But this is...
It's not right, is it?
No, God, no. We're 20 minutes into the second episode and we haven't done the paranormal yet.
No, I don't know if we'll get there. I don't. Yeah. You know what he did? He was so interested in sharks and going underwater, he bought himself a dustbin. You know, a trash can. He bought himself a
Yeah, I know the sort of thing you mean. Like where that fella Grouch used to live in Sesame Street.
Exactly. The shit the Top Cat would live in. You know what I'm talking about. A big fucking
okay,
trash
can.
Okay, TC. Hey, TC. Hi, TC. I'm the purple one.
You know what he did? He bought himself a trash can. Big enough to fit in maybe a Chrysler, some kind of car. It was big. Then he welded two of them together, put windows in them, got an oxygen supply. He went underwater for 6 freaking months. Said he was looking for an octopus. Goddamn son of a bitch just came back with scabies.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, great fun.
So, yeah. Any, out of interest, like any paranormal stuff going on?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
How long we got left?
Reese, how long we got left now?
That's Reese, how long we got left?
Reese, how long? Reese.
Reese.
Can you hear me?
You've got like 7.5 minutes.
Loads of time. That's fine. I'll just do, what's a good sort of favorite song you could hum just the sort of melody to?
Oh, let's do a bit of, what about, I Should Be So Lucky by Callum Dog?
Yeah, okay. I'll just look through now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll look for the paranormal while you were. Mm-hmm. I got something.
The Chronovisor, a time machine allegedly invented by the Italian monk and exorcist Pellegrino Andetti.
What do you think about time travel?
I did that myself. That's like the reason. What's the one? Go on.
Well, I just said time travel. A quick question.
All you can use is your fingers and your mouth. Make the most time travel-y sound. Go.
Oh, hang on a minute. Okay, hang on.
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first. Okay. Shall I try now? You ready?
Yeah, have a go. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Just my fingers taste horrible.
I know where they've been.
They've been clagging. What's the...
They've been everywhere, man. They've been everywhere.
If you could time
travel... They've been up my ass, man, because they've been everywhere. They've been up my ass, man, then they've been everywhere. They've been up my ass, your ass, his ass, her ass, its ass, all the asses. I've been everywhere.
Oh, Paulie, yeah. Look at him. He's so good on the stage. You know, I never thought he'd make it.
I think this is going to go all the way, you know? I think this is the song that's going to set me to the stratosphere.
Oh, it's good. It's real good. The way he does that thing with his fingers, my gosh.
You know, I've been in the chorus line for a long time, but I think this is going to break it. I think it's going to be the big one for me, Marty, you know? I think my song about the fingers up asses is going to be the one, you know? I think I'm going to be living the high life. I'm taking you with me, you know?
I'm not so sure.
I'm gonna tie myself to a star, and I'm gonna shoot into the sky, Marty, and you're coming with me. We're gonna put our fingers up our asses, and life's gonna be gravy, baby.
Kid, it may look good now, but 28 years ago, Frank Gavilan was doing exactly the same act. You know what happened to him? He got worms off of dirty fingernails. That's all it is.
Yeah, but that was Frank Gavilan, Marty, you know? I clean my fingernails. I'm not gonna make those same mistakes. My ass is clean. My nails are clean. My hands are clean. I'm telling you, Marty, this is the one.
Then how come you smell a fish every time I stand next to you, kid? Explain that, huh?
Time travel. Marty.
Marty.
Oh.
Marty. And Reese, how long we got left on the...
I'm going to do the time travel.
You go about 4 minutes.
All right. Although if we sort of develop time travel, we could go back in time and
that's true.
Do some time travel stuff right from the start of the pod.
That is true, because we've just filmed
to say we haven't done that.
There's talk of Johnny Weissmuller, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
We didn't really mention the Three Stooges. We did mention Laurel and Hardy. The Marx Brothers haven't come into it yet.
No.
I'm hoping to get Mildred Pierce in. Sort of, wasn't she a silent film actress?
Don't know enough about her, really.
Yeah, maybe we'll try and get her in.
Maybe do some British classics from the 50s, no?
Try
putting down your eyelid and blowing your nose. that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah. What was... who was the...
Brief Encounter, of course.
Agatha Christie or whatever she was called. She was a sort of quite rotund
Peggy,
woman. Very funny, black and white.
Molly...
She might have starred alongside...
Molly Sugden? Cole.
No, sort of before that cinema, black and white...
Not
Googie Withers. Oh, what was her name?
Fanny Craddock.
No. She played Agatha Christie's Miss Marple. She played Miss Marple.
Miss Marple.
In the old black and white ones.
I don't know her name.
Oh God, what was her name? Very good.
Jill
Gascoigne, just say that.
That's it, Jill Gascoigne, it was. Jill Gascoigne. Bow, 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 bow.
Chick, 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 chick,
bow,
chick, bow, chick, 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 chick,
bow, chick, 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 chick,
chick,
chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, chick,
chick, chick, chick, chick,
chick, chick, chick, chick, chick, Charlie's rich. He lets me drive his car. No one's quite sure the relationship between the two of us. We're a bit like Magnum and that bloke Higgins.
I've always wanted to.
It was like it was basically the British Magnum, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's all it was.
You know, Charlie and Jim Bergerac were like Higgins and Thomas Magnum.
Leave out Charlie. I've been drinking last night. I've got to go and solve a case or something. It was sort of like
that sort of stuff. Yeah,
that sort of stuff.
You know.
Oh, are we doing for time now, Reese?
I think we're banging into the old.
30 minutes is that pretty much?
It's up, is it?
Do some paranormal.
It's very quick. The chronovisor. Yeah, I'll just do the headline.
Yeah.
The chronovisor.
Just tell us what it is. Just tell them what it is.
Allegedly, a functional time viewer, a hypothetical device capable of capturing and reproducing images of sounds from the past. I'm sorry, but we haven't got any time left. I'd love to go into it more.
No, they can Google it anyway.
Yeah,
Google
they can Google fine. That. It's just Google
chronovisor or chrono. What's it called?
Chronovisor is the main name. Look up the Italian monk.
If you Google that and then draw your own conclusions from it, say.
Yeah, Pellegrino Inetti. Yeah. He invented it. For, nothing to do with Johnny Weissman.
Yeah.
So
he also invented lemon flavored fizzy drinks, of course.
Classic of all the fizzy drinks. That's the best. That is the best.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Before we go now, actually, one thing I know we've overrun quite drastically, but something I love doing whenever we get together, Mike, is when you do the Fred Durst rolling, the rap.
Okay. Well, I know you'll be digging this shit right here. L-I-M-P, Biscuit is right here. People in the summit put their hands in the air because if you don't,
care,
we don't care. Rolling. Keep rolling. Keep rolling. Keep rolling.
Wicked.
I did buy that album, actually.
Is that got...
Now I know why you want to hate me.
Because, hey, that's all I've wanted recently.
Yeah,
that's the one.
I suppose one of the few bands to mention their own name in all of their songs.
Classic. Proper classic. Yeah. Is that it? Should we stop there?
I think we're well overdue now.
Reese, very quickly, how long have we gone overdue? Because I'm not happy, really.
You've gone over by 2 minutes.
Cut it now.
I think we should do, before we cut it, is just tell them we've put nothing in place and there's no means of doing it.
Yeah.
But, you know. We're going to make a t-shirt soon. No rush. Before Christmas, probably.
Yeah. So if you want something for yourself or a friend.
Yeah. Your nan or whatever.
Get in contact.
If you're having an affair and you want to buy something that's, you know, thoughtful, but not, you know,
not too
romantic. Because your missus finds out.
Yeah. You don't want to buy pants or anything like that. You just want a t-shirt.
Oh, no. Don't go and buy them like flipping. No. Nothing like that. Just a nice t-shirt.
Yeah.
Also, if people want to email, we've got an email address now, demonseedpod@gmail.com.
Oh, did you hear that, Mike?
Why would they email us?
I don't know. Just appreciation.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to email us, it's demonseedpod@gmail.com.
And that's that Twitter as well. Still haven't got a Facebook, if we don't need one of them.
No, I don't think so. It's a cesspit these days, though, isn't it?
Oh, that's a scum.
I'm currently banned from there anyway.
I rarely use it. It's just for the race hate.
I told a chap on another podcast to fuck off and was banned. Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, I was asking for it.
This is one thing I want to do for no reason at all. My name, of course, BMX Dick. There you go.
Say it. Say my boys. Go on. Do it for me.
My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so unique and talented and so very, very pleasurable to me that I wish to give you each a treat. Ian, for you, some cheese and onion crisps, Ruffles. David, perhaps for you, a fun-sized Milky Way. And Roger, come closer, a diabetic lollipop from the chemist.
There we are. That's enough for a minute.
Yeah, we better go.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Should we say goodbye? Should we do after
just
three?
Peter out. Just peter out.
I prefer it when it peters out. Yeah. They can just hear the room in the back. I'll vape. They can hear that.
Probably. I've just got to have a Rennie or something. I got a bit of indigestion.
Yeah, I had gin. And that's stomach acid.
Oh, dear. I had...
I can't remember what I had now. I had a egg custard tart yesterday. And this, I think the shortcrust pastry messes with me.
He never agreed with you, shortcrust pastry. You've always had problems with that. Pasties, cakes,
yeah. Yeah, slices, you know, all that.
Oh, well. Hot now. Well, I'll sit there.
I think, are we done?
Are we done?
That'll do us, mate. Yeah. Just press stop there, mate.
Baked, yeah.
Perfect.
The Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.